This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hello, you're very welcome to 10:10, 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studio in 10 songs. In this episode, we're looking at the recording studio as the centre for community collaboration. Our featured song is With a Little Help from My Friends by the Bunskull Kids, dedicated to their friend, Izzy.
Izzy O'Connell. Izzy, at that time, Izzy was going through a spell. She was dipping just a little. She had an ailment. We kind of got wind of it while we were doing the CD, so we decided we'd reel the Bunskull singers together. We decided we'd do that track, Little Help From My Friends, in support. Just the vibe, not financial or anything, for her to know that we had her in our prayers.
That's Bobby Lee, local musician, producer and youth worker. He referred to the CD, the Roots series of CDs. Now, they came about as a result of a talent show that Bobby and his collaborators put together, a show called The Y Factor.
The Y Factor. Y Factor, the all youth. It was like The X Factor without the competitive nature. It was fantastic. It was a music showcase, a talent show, 12 acts. Yeah, that was The Y Factor. It was a kind of a platform for them to shine. So yeah, we went to Claycastle from that, and with Johnny Burke, and spent a week in there, I'd say. So we get the bones of it down with the lads over the week, and then I'd go out there within that year whenever John was free and produce more and mix it and put maybe add instruments in and make it as best I can.
John Burke produced the Roots CDs with Bobby Lee. Over the years, he's seen an awful lot of different characters coming through the studio.
When I look through the glass from the control room out to the live room, you know, it's like one of those changing photographs, you know, those electronic photographs, then the image changes itself. It's a bit like that because, you know, every single day it's something completely different. We've got a group of kids that come from Ardmore, the Ardmore Brownies. They come every single year and they record a few songs and they're fantastic. And they come in and they blast it out over the day and they do it every year. And there's, you know, that group, there must be, I don't know, 20 or 30 kids and a few adults. And it's absolute mayhem when they're here, you know. It's fantastic. Burst of energy into the studio for a bit. And then on the opposite end of the scale, I've done a meditation CD here. So we've got a lady in this room going through the motions, yoga and meditation, for, you know, 5 or 6, maybe 7 hours a day. And it's just me and her. And it's a very, very quiet environment. And, you know, it's completely opposite end of the scale.
We had one cool thing here, which is like not music, because we don't just record music, we record overdubs and audiobooks and things like that. And we had for American Airlines, we had the girl who does the safety demo, and she moved to Cork. You know, she was contracted, it was her voice. So she just came down and recorded her voice while her producer was online from the States. He was on a Skype call telling her what he wanted. So you can be anywhere and record anything. So the next time you're on a American Airlines flight, it was recorded in Sweetie All Bay.
That's Warren Tyvey. While Warren and John enjoy the variety of projects that come through Claycastle Recording Studio, there's also a commercial imperative that means they must embrace a diversity of projects.
I think we kind of have to keep open, you know, and that's the reality of it. I mean, it'd be nice to be just working on stuff you love, but you got to do everything. And then you get to kind of like these other things and get interested in them. And like, I do lots of radio dramas here for different radio stations, but especially for CRY, because they need the space for all the actors. We've been doing them for years now, and they've won awards and stuff, you know, just we kind of work together as a team with producers, and that's something different.
CRY Community Radio Yall's station manager, Dara Parker, is justifiably proud of his station's output of radio dramas.
Our first collaboration with Claycastle Studios was Harbourview, which ran for 3 seasons. It was written by local man Sean O'Neill, and again, featured an array of local actors. It was written in Yall, featured Yall actors and local actors, directed by Sean, again, Yall man, recorded in the local recording studio out in Claycastle, and then aired on the local radio station, which was CRY. So it's the perfect collaboration between all these community groups.
Oh my God, man, you're disgracing us.
I don't dare! That's my boy!
Rafaela, Christ's sake, don't stop playing! Play away for another couple of minutes, will you?
Keep your heads, lads! Don't let them intimidate you! You can do it!
Come on, ref, check your watch, will you? The injury time is gone! It's over! There's a God there after all. Ah, oh, tis our day, tis our day.
We did it.
Getting back to the featured song of today's episode, Bobby Lee recalls the Hotspot Music Club, which was part of the local Faroga Youth Cafe.
We used to have songwriting sessions going on in all the rooms. So they'd be in jamming and I'd pop in, we'd write a bit of a song, and I'd go into another room, we'd write another bit of a song. And so we ended up doing the first CD like that. And the room itself then on a Thursday night for about 3 years, I'd say, maybe 3 or 4 years, was a session room. The lads could practice there for every Thursday. The club would be open and then some of them would drift in and we'd play some music. Some were musical, some would just sit there on the couch and have the crack.
Did you get a chance to observe how the kids were responding to the first time in a recording studio?
Oh, yeah. You could feel it was tangible. You can feel it, the excitement, you know. It's a shine. It's a shine. It's all I could describe it as, when a person's in a good place, feeling good. Hearing their own voices for the first time through the speakers freaked a few of them out and they ran, which was very funny. They found it very difficult to hear their own voices back, even, and they're amazing.
Bunskull Kids with their version of the Beatles classic A Little Help from My Friends, as recorded in Claycastle Studios in 2014. It originally appeared on a CD, Roots 3, Songs from Our Young. produced by John Burke and Bobby Lee. You heard Bobby Lee on guitars and keys, Leo Milan on bass, Connor Sloan on drums, and then the Bunskull Kids, Hannah O'Keefe, Julie Burke, Tara Flavin, Cuiva McSweeney, Orla Curtin, Raelta Lawton-Hines, Cuiva Crowley, Avril Mulcahy, Rebecca Lane, Corey Lewis, Sarah O'Connor, Kayla McClaverty, Holly Hennessy and Holly McCarthy Thompson. And they all did that for their friend, Izzy. On the next episode of 1010, San Diego by the Niall McCabe Band.
Ten Years of Claycastle Studios in 10 Songs was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy, a community radio Y'all production.